middle of Sif Yud Ches, if two letters were written and there's a small connection between the two of them in a fashion that they're recognizable, so the Matana Paskin that's enough just to erase the connection. Even though we said before the Chok Tovus is also, you know, it doesn't work. You can't write a letter by scraping around the ink and remaining with the form of the letter. You have to form the letter, but here the letters were formed with just a small connection, and it's just a problem that if they're connected, it's possible because of a separate din of Mukuf Gzul, that every letter has to be surrounded by Pashi. So over here it helps to separate them. The halacha does bring that there are chayim that are machmir on the second letter. What do I mean? If the first letter was written by kashrus, and then the second letter, partly writing the letter, got connected to the first one, so since the second letter was not written by kashrus, before it got connected, you have to erase the second letter. It's not enough just to separate them. But that's a chumrah, mikudin. We pass him like the rosh over here, then it's just a connection between two letters, and each one looks independently like a letter. You can just erase the connection. In Nogu Radwe Hei Rakuf Begad, it's the left leg of the Hei and the Kuf laid too high up until they touch the top of the Hei and the Kuf. So now the Hei looks a little bit like a Ches. So Yigur HaRegel B'Yatzi for them. You have to erase an entire leg because it's written still because it was connected to the top. It's not enough just to break the connection between the two. It's also legal color ois. You don't have to remove the entire letter because the top of the hay was written properly. The discussion, what happens if there was a very fine connection between the leg of the hay and the top. So if you show it to a tinok, you say, it looks like a hay, but technically you see that it's connected to the top. So there's a discussion about that, is it possible or not the ma'isa? The halacha says that we pass him that it is possible. But he says that if you find such a thing in a Sefer Torah, then you don't have to take another Sefer Torah out because in respect to Sefer Torah, since it's a suffix of kosher or not, and the Rambam says the Chai can read from a possible Sefer Torah, so if there's a need for it, you can just continue reading in that Sefer Torah until you fix it up. And still, if you have such a problem, then you're stuck. Says maybe there's room to be made of which will be no gear. A person has no other pair of film except for this one that has this small gear to rely on that. But other than that, you can't use it. In Noga regular Aleph, the Gaga Aleph, or Pneya Aleph, the Punin, the Gag should have there, or possible. If the Aleph is made up of a diagonal line, and then there's an Aleph protruding from the bottom and from the top, the way it's supposed to look is that there's a small connection and then it widens on the top and a small connection on the bottom and then it widens on the bottom. But if it's one just piece going down or going up, then it's possible. So here it connected too much, now it looks it's just like a protrusion, it doesn't look like a yud sticking out of it. So in such a case, it is possible. You can't just separate it or etch out to make the connection narrower, because that's once again, you're forming the letter by etching out. If the yud was made in the fashion it was connected, just one thick line, then that yud you have to remove, and then you can write again. The whole thing got stuck together. If it got a little bit stuck, and it's wider on the bottom than you planned it to be, as long as it has a head, if it's wider after that, then it's all right. So you have to see, it depends how it's written, basically. If you wrote the line in the middle properly, and the top thing properly, and the bottom one, you made just like a fat, that's a big thing, it's enough to erase the bottom yud, because that's the only part that was written to psul. But if you started off writing the yud on the top not good, and then you connected that to the main piece not good, and the whole business is not good, you have to redo the whole thing. So the Rambam says, V'chein atin the yud, the shin, the tzadin, v'ayin, the pei. All these letters that have yuds in them, a shin has three yuds on the top, a tzadik has two yuds on the top, ayin has two yuds on the top, and the pei, and v'ogu, v'gufa, ois, yoisa, v'mokim, tibuka, also possible. In other words, if they were stuck to the top and you don't see a yud, you just it's extension to the bottom part going on, then it's also possible. So that's the same thing by a tuf. On the left side, you have to have the protrusion going out also. You make the whole thing thick. And there's no thin part and a thick part sticking out, so it's a tough.